Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for the knowledge and the understanding, Father God, of land in the name of Jesus. Mm. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will show us the difference, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that there is a difference. Father God, what a difference in our lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Mm, 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 mm. And you will see that with this. Amen. And if we don't get through it with whatever else Kathy has, we'll just finish it on another day.
Next week.
Yeah, and then we still have something else anyway, because I would rather not rush through it. Although I think that this is really short, you know, but just in case, you know us. Amen. Lord, what a difference it'll be when we get in the building, you know?
Yeah.
Because, anyway, it's all good. It's all good. And who says we have to be traditional when we get there?
We're not, no.
No, you know? Amen. Okay. All right. So, arable land. Amen.
Santo eres.
Just keep it the way. Keep it.
Santo. Hallelujah. Santo eres.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Santo eres, Señor. Aleluya. Santo eres, Padre Dios. Aleluya.
Glory and honor to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory and honor to you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, you enable this body to do, Father. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard. Even in our heart, our mind, the things you have in store for us, Father. You reveal them to us by your Spirit, Father. Thank you, God. You're a good God, Lord. Hallelujah. You are a good God. You are a good God. Faithful Father in all your ways, Lord. Hallelujah.
I think we're good. And then,
Holy Spirit.
Noelle, I can get you another one. You look on with your wife and then, okay. All right. Hallelujah. Okay, arable land. Where I started with this was the years back when I was always asking the Lord about first fruits. Mm. Amen. And then it just like many times, I'll read a scripture and just the word will pop out. And I'm like, well, I wonder if this really means what it is or if it's more. Amen. And that's what happened with the word land. I just looked it up. It's just always God. Amen.
Amen.
So I already have Deuteronomy 11 on that first page, arable land, in the New Living Translation and in the Amplified. And there's several things even in right here. And I know I am so loud and on this thing. Sounds like I'm shouting, but no, anyway, it's just the pipes God put in me.
That's right. You're good.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, there's a lot of things just even in this one scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 11, 8 through 12. Oh, there's just a lot. Therefore, be careful. Now, therefore means that he already said something before.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to go in and just read what the other verses are. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today, so that you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. This is my favorite part. This is absolutely my favorite part. This is the part when I read it those years back. It was the first time I'd ever seen it. It's a land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it through each season of the year.
Well,
He watches over it. The Amplified, real quick. Therefore, you shall keep all the commandments which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and take possession of the land which you are crossing over the Jordan to possess, so that you may live long on the land which the Lord swore solemnly promised to your fathers to give them and to their descendants, a land of great abundance, flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you are entering to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you come, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot like a garden of vegetables. But the land into which you are to cross, but the land which you are about to cross to possess, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I love this portion of scripture. Oh my gosh. Okay, so first of all, the very first thing we see is obey. Be careful to obey every command. Amen. That's the very first thing that we see. Hallelujah. And it's not just being legalistic. The obedience is staying in the Word. Where do you get your strength? Our strength comes from keeping the Word in you. Thinking on the Word, speaking the Word, living the Word, right, acting out the Word. It says, obey that you may have strength.
That's right.
So it's not about being legalistic.
No.
Hallelujah. Because God Himself knows that there's on occasion we are going to miss it even within an hour.
That's right.
So it's not, it is obedience, but it's not, with God, it's not always dotting every I and crossing every T. It is for us, but not for Him. The main part of it is keeping and staying in the Word. Because the more you stay in the Word, the more you'll dot your I's, the more you'll cross your T's.
That's right.
The less you'll miss it, the less you'll stumble.
That's right.
So keep the Word in you that you'll have strength.
Ooh, glory to
so
God.
So another way that you have strength is like Kathy said, all day long.
That's right.
I've been kicking it up a notch.
Amen.
I got three revelations and understanding when I walked in this morning.
My God.
Woo!
He's the teacher.
On establishment and control, I walked through that threshold and went, woo!
God wants to do it for His people, all of us.
My God! You'll get understanding and knowledge of the Word of God like you never dreamed. You'll sit there being quiet and these understanding and knowledges will come and you'll go, whoa! Lord God, I got to preach that. Lord God, I got to share that. I got two or three this morning right here. I got so filled up over there. I went in there and released it to Miss Jordan. I had to release it. To release it, whether I see any evidence of it right then or not. I had to release it last Sunday at Christ Central. I felt it well up in me. I went to Noel and I said, whoa, I got to release it. I don't care if there was any evidence or not. I'm going to practice releasing it. Because there's a day. Woo! There's a day that practicing it, it'll come back and people say, you remember when you released that?
My
life changed.
Yes, that's true.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
You're not going to get anywhere if you don't practice.
That's right. That is right.
They don't even have to know you released it at work. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I rubbed it on. Then you wonder
where. Bam! Jesus!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We can go home on all this.
Yes.
Jesus! Woo! glory to God.
I'm gonna tell you what.
We're gonna be a 24-hour center, people. Mm. Yes. I see our building. I see people going in and out. It's revolving.
My God.
It's in and
my
out.
God.
It's in and out.
My
with
God.
Different ones.
My God.
She's gonna my be the lead. And there's gonna be many under.
My God.
That are
God.
Just as strong. That just as powerful. And it's just gonna be a flow. People can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's people there, and it's going to be a release, a continual release, just a continual release in the name of Jesus. Just changing people, changing culture, changing lives in the name of Jesus. Woo! Jesus! And some of y'all are it. You need to start practicing now. Whether you think it's in you or not, Jose, it's in there.
Yes, it is.
The only thing, it's in there. It's in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to release and let it go. Hallelujah. You're going to say, Lord, the only thing I'm sorry about is I waited all this time. The only thing you're going to say you're sorry about that you sat on it and waited. But you're going to watch the release, brother. You're going to watch the release. Jesus. You and Anna together is like two fireballs going bam, bam, bam. You laugh about it now, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to get serious. It's going to get serious. And then we are going to laugh because it's going to be a Holy Ghost fun time watching people get delivered by your hands. Woo! Jesus, even your own family. Hallelujah. In waves and waves and waves and waves and waves and waves. Jesus. Jesus. So that you'll have strength. Hallelujah. You'll have strength to go in and you'll have strength to take over.
Jesus.
Sometimes we have the strength to go in. We get in there. And that's where the church is now as a whole. Especially in this country. We gone in. But we have no strength to take over. Because we're a bunch of wimps. We don't even have the gall. We don't even have the boldness. To tell our own brethren in love, in this situation, you're wrong.
God.
And look at where we're at. In all kind of realms. We ended up being a bunch of wimps. And the country's in the mess that it's in because of the church.
Church.
You get filled up with enough word to go in. But you settle in your own soul. And won't change your soul. And you won't take over. Because you want to keep believing what you've known in the flesh. And won't change what Romans says. Romans 12. About changing the mind with the word. So we keep doing the same thing. Thinking that we're right. And we're as wrong as hell. I'm going to make it plain. I wish I could say more.
Go ahead. But
y'all might fall out of love with me.
No.
And see, and that's the problem right there. Because we're afraid to say it.
Right. My God.
That's right.
And the whole time, our country's going to hell.
Yes.
Jesus.
Not on my watch, they're not. I will not be guilty of it.
Jesus.
I will not be guilty of it. Not Jesus. On my watch.
Jesus.
No.
The church better change. The church better grow up. The church better get in the word. Stay in the word. Quit being legalistic. And have strength not just to go in, but to take over. The word says, take over. Hallelujah. If you obey, you'll enjoy a long life in the land which he promised to give us through Abraham. Did he not promise?
Yes.
For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like. Say it's not like.
Not like.
It is not like. Let's say this in unison. 1, 2, 3. It is not like. It's not at all like. It's totally contrast. It is not like Egypt. It is not like Egypt.
Amen.
In Egypt is a desert land. So right there where it says that they had to labor with their foot. All right? If you're desert land, where's the water? Where's the water? Far away. Far away. They had to go to where the water was and bring it back and took their foot. And just as the word says, because even sometime this year, I reading this scripture to Kathy, and I said, I don't know what this part means when I read the scripture to her. And I tried to look up a little bit of what that would mean. They literally had to take their feet and make irrigation for the water to go through to water, so that they and the Egyptians would have something to eat. Sharp contrast here. God says, I'm taking you to a place. Because see, our Father's a good God. He's a good God. It's not like. See, people that toil should be people of the world. The church shouldn't toil. Now we'll work. But it shouldn't be a toiling. Amen? So he makes it really clear right here. It is not like the land of Egypt where you came. The Amplified, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot like a garden of vegetables. Now there you might do that back in those days because vegetables being very tender. But they had to do the whole land like that. No matter what they sowed. They had to use their feet. You think about the men of this day that have landscaping. And they also have the knowledge and the business within that of doing irrigation. Where they use tools to go through your yards or wherever the companies, wherever they're at. And they're doing the water sprinklers. And they got the tools now. And it, you know, a couple hours, couple guys, they're out of there. They dig up that little thing, easy, lay down the pipe, do whatever, they're gone. They're in the desert where it's hard. And that sand is coarse. And they had to dig it up with their feet and make those trenches. Pour that water through so that it would go down and through and water those seeds. Hard work. Hard work. Rather, verse 11. Woo! See, I thought that's a lot just all right there.
That's right.
The land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valley. And I love, because the New Living Translation, bless their heart, plenty of rain. I don't like that. I like the Amplified. It drinks water. From the rain of heaven.
Oh,
God says, I water it.
Woo.
You sow it, I'll water it.
Oh,
see, I lay hands and say, oh, I release what's in me. God waters it. He waters it.
Woo.
I just obey. I feel it. It gets so wound up in
me. Right.
I want to release it.
That is right.
Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
It. God waters
Woo.
It.
Glory.
He does what he wants to with the
Woo.
Release.
Glory to God.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo.
He doesn't just water it.
He
says, I got my eyes on it. And I watch it. He watches your land and your land and your land. He's got his eyes on it.
Father.
All the time. All the time. Now, what is this? Okay. This land right here is arable. I got to wear my own pronunciation. It's arable. It is able. It's our able. That's not the pronunciation. That's my own. After I learn what it means, it's our able. It's an our able land. Woo!
My God.
So the next page. we're just going to read a lot of this. Sometimes, really, I don't know. We'll probably finish it real quick here. Whew. I don't have these numbered. I'm on the one that says arable land at the top from the Latin. Mm-hmm. Arable land from Latin arabilis, able to be plowed. Mm. Whew. The land of Egypt, not able to be plowed. Arable land is, according to one definition, land capable of being plowed and used to grow crops. All right? The other lands in the Bible means like the whole earth. Just means any land. Just geographically, any land. Okay. Amen? And then that's the difference. And then there's the, you'll see another number. I think that's number 776. And I thank the Lord for the little bit of lexical guide thing that I've got, because that's how I stumbled upon it. Because I've tried to look for it in others and couldn't find it. Didn't know. It was just God.
Amen.
It was just God.
Amen.
This is, because I think 126 is more like Adam, where he came out of the ground. And then this is 127 number.
Okay.
Arable. Okay?
Okay.
And the Strong's and Vines and all of that. Okay. In this next little paragraph, real quick, it's given the contrast of Britain. In Britain, they more have the heath land, where it's all just overgrown grass, shrubs, where animals can eat. It's not arable. Arable is always producing. Arable is a land that can be sown and produces. That's the contrast. That's the difference. Amen? So, arable, Latin arabilis, equivalent to A-R-A, era, means that A-R-A means to plow. Okay? So the number one right there, capable of producing crops suitable for farming, suited to plow and for tillage, arable land, arable soil. The noun, that was the adjective of that, the noun is land that can be or is cultivated.
Wow.
Fit for or used for growing of crops produced by or being the cultivation of arable land. This is all the land that's in Deuteronomy 11 that we read. Arable land. If you describe land as arable, it means something can grow there. All right? Some of us complain about where we work.
Oh.
Or we did.
Oh.
Or we did in years past. Or you hear somebody now. I got this understanding of just this morning. Sharon, God put you where you are because that's arable land. You went through what you went through because you were plowing, baby. You were plowing. See, land's got to be plowed first. Even if it's arable, it's got to be plowed. So if you're in a place that you don't really, you're like, Lord, it's hard here. You had to plow. But look at some of your rewards now because you plowed. Makes it a little sweeter to know that, doesn't it? Makes it a little easier to know that you didn't waste your time. That other boss gave you a hard time because you know what? The more he gave you a hard time, what did you do more? Plowed. You plowed the more. You plowed the wider. You plowed the deeper. You plowed wider and deeper. Woo! Hallelujah! Places that feel hard, but like God says, something can grow here. That's why I brought you here. Because it's arable land. I want produce here. You're the farmer of this land. Quit complaining and pull out my word and plow.
To God.
Plow.
Oh, glory to God.
I didn't know all this was going to come out of this little word. I thought, Lord, this will take me 20 minutes. Woo! Jesus. You think about land anywhere. Anywhere God gives you. Hallelujah. Woo! If you're looking to raise crops, you better find yourself a patch of arable land. Hallelujah. Arable has its Latin roots in the word era, which means again to plow. Some of this is repetitive, but it's okay. It's good. Chances are, yes, sister, where you are is arable land, and you're plowing.
That's right.
You're not wasting any time there. You're plowing, right. And there will be much fruit from that place in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Woo!
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Show her what to plow. Show her the word, oh God. Show her the word. Hallelujah. Show her the word that's to plow in that place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's arable land where she's at. And guess what comes out of that arable land? Your first fruit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Your first fruits come out of that land.
Because it's God.
Your land. It's just yours.
You worship God.
It's just yours.
My God, my God, my God.
I've got to make it a practice. I still haven't done it. I've got to make it a practice that in that shop, when I take out the first fruits, I need to worship the Lord there in that land. Right there. You can do it anywhere. Yes, God will receive it. But I need to do it right there. But what if I work in a public place? Can you not do it quietly? They don't have to hear you. God hears you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do it right where you work. You take out your first fruits. Because Jackie, where you work, in that office, in that whatever that place is, that's your land. It's your arable land. It's what you produce out. It's what God gave you to produce out of. For you to live on. For you to change culture there. For you to win souls there. Because when you change culture, you win souls. You change the atmosphere there. During those hard times, you're plowing. Woo! Lord knows, I hope this is making sense. Jesus. Woo! Woo! Jesus. If you are using the word arable, then either the word land or the word soil is following it. Amen? Meaning those crops that are able, that's why I call it our able land. It's our able. It's able to be produced in. It's an arable land. Woo! To be grown on arable land. Now, the able, the suffix meaning, is it's capable of. That's what I was just saying. It's arable land. It has the ability.
Do you know that in Spanish the word is ara?
Ara.
Ara is A-R-A-R if you're doing as a, you know, a doing A-R-A-R.
You're producing.
Yeah, you're cultivating.
Okay, we're almost finished. We're gonna wrap this part up. That is good because that's what we're getting into on the next page. Suffix meaning capable of, susceptible of, fit for, tending to, given to. Associated in the meaning with the word able, occurring in loan words from Latin, which Anna just said. Woo, Jesus. 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 And then it just repeats there because of different things that I got some of this from. It, again, it's repeating. If you describe land as arable, it means, and that's a good point. That's why I left it. I didn't take it out. It means something can grow there. It means something can grow there. That's the land that God said. It's a land that I am giving you. I promised it to Abraham and to his descendants. I'm taking you to a land that something can grow there. And I will water it from my rain from heaven. Hallelujah. Now, there's description there of non-arable lands. Not going to read through those. So, if you're productive, that means you do a lot. You create or produce large amounts of something. A productive worker makes more widgets than the shirker who keeps sneaking out to gossip to drink coffee. A productive worker doesn't do that. And believe me, on their job, on your job, and I know beyond here, employers notice it.
They do.
They notice it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So the productive adjective means producing or capable of producing, especially abundantly. Especially abundantly. The word productive often describes a person's capability to do a lot of work, but it can refer to anything that produces a lot. The land in your area might be the most productive in the state, meaning crops grow very well there. Over years, I have heard testimonies of bad weather, and people in the church said, everybody around me, their crops and their lands got destroyed, but mine survived. I have heard testimonies all through my Christian walk of that.
Amen.
Woo! So there are other scriptures here, and in a nutshell, really, is that not good to know?
God,
it's your land
where God placed you.
Where God placed you.
Fertile.
Whatever,
and you have to work it.
No,
you have to work your land.
Yes, yes, you work it by the word.
That's right.
You work it by the word. If it's a hard time, you just come up upon a place in that land that's got to be plowed. That's all. From now on, that's all you think of. Don't let the enemy be, those thoughts of, all right, this is not God. All right, I don't belong here. Whatever all it is, maybe it is, maybe it's not, in prayer you'll know. But the one thing that I think would be probably the first thing is you just hit a patch in your ground that hadn't been plowed yet. But just like with other things, God will let you know. He might move you on to something else. But while you're there, to me, you never waste time plowing. Because if God is moving you out and it's a hard place and you keep plowing till you know, you might make it easier for the next brethren that's coming along. They don't have to plow as much. You make it easier for the next brethren to come along. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 28:19. This is not in the notes. 28:19. This is the Amplified. Proverbs 28:19. He who cultivates his land shall have plenty of bread. But he who follows worthless people and pursuits will have poverty enough. Now, look at the key words right there. If you cultivate the land that God gave you, you'll have plenty. The other key word there is, if you have lack and you follow, what happens if you follow? If I follow, here, this is my land. If I follow, what am I doing? I'm walking away from my land. It's where God put you is where your needs are met. It's where your abundance is at. It's where you is there. But if I follow worthless people, you can't hang around everybody. You can be kind to them. You can give a kind word.
You have to get rid of some people.
You know, my greatest testimony, and that's when I worked at Sara Lee in Florence. But when I left that place, I'll tell you what, those women in that plant knew and realized that they had touched the wrong thing. See, because I didn't get in on the bathroom gossip. When it was, I had to go to the bathroom, I went to the bathroom, I washed my hands, I went right back to my job. The 5, 6, 7 of them sitting over the corner gossiping, not wanting to work, and the supervisors noticed it. See, I wasn't there but 9 months before I was asked to go do this. to go do that. Mm. And the ones that have been there for years and years, oh, gossiping about Carmen. Mm. Bad. Not nice at all. But I kept doing what I was supposed to do. Mm. Not even knowing all this. Right. Seeing it's not to pat me on the back. Mm. It's just that it's scripture. It's just that you do what you're supposed to do. And it was noticing, she's only been here 9 months. I've been here 9 years. How did she get to go up in the office and work up there with them? Because it's God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they wouldn't
you
work do
the land.
Because they really wanted to, the they land. Wanted to drink their coffee and sit over in the corner and gossip. And I looked at him and smiled nicely and went out. There was one night that one of the ladies, that she was a sister in the Lord, still some of them didn't understand me because we were just at denominational difference, doctrines different. But other than that, one of them walked by one night, walked by a sewing machine I was on, and she said, she walked over and she said, Carmen, you look so good tonight. She, you know how Tracy said, look like you've been kissed? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of compliment she gave me. I've been over there praying in the spirit the whole night. I was sewing on a machine the whole night. I had been doing it so much that I said, I look different. She said, oh, there's a glow. She said, oh, girl, you look so good. She said something similar to Tracy's, you look like you've just been kissed.
Yes, favor of God.
I've been hanging out with Jesus all night. Mm. But you know what? But when they needed prayer or needed to tell somebody a secret, they had to, who'd they come to?
Came to you.
They snuck by my table.
Glory to God.
I need you to pray for me. But then 2 minutes later, they'd be in the bathroom talking. But it was okay. It was okay. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's all what that's talking about. Mm-hmm. Plow your ground.
And worship there, like you were saying. Yeah, worship there. Worship. That's your ground. So worship God in that place. With your giving.
Yes. Yes.
That's your ground where He brings the increase into your life.
Yes.
So I can walk through that place and I can worship God.
Yes.
Say, God, you brought increase into my life through this place.
Yes.
So you don't bash the place. You worship God in that place.
Worship Him in the spirit. Worship Him in the song. Worship Him with His own word. Speak the word. Amen. Pray in the Holy
Ghost.
Lift
Him up. Live for Him.
You know what? It's easy to pray in the Holy Ghost under your tongue. Nobody even knows you can pray.
That's
you can do it so easy. Your lips are barely moving.
Glory to God.
Amen. But that's what arable land is. Arable land is the land that He gave you. And He watches over it.
Glory to God.
That is my favorite part out of that whole section is He cares for it. He watches over it. He made that just for you.
You don't have to worry about anybody about it's losing your land. You don't have to be concerned about your place because God's guarding it.
God's watching it for
you. So you don't get caught up in the gossip and the backbiting and trying to step on somebody to get something.
No.
You just live righteously and you work righteously there before God because God's watching your land.
Yes, because that's exactly what He says. Amen. It's a land that the Lord cares for. First of all, He cares for it. He gave it to you. It's a land that He cared for, and He gave it just to you. It's your land. Out of all the earth, there's a parcel that's just yours.
There might be a time where He will have you in that land. He might move you out for a season, and then He'll take you back to that land again.
Yes, and He watches it. The eyes. I love the Amplified because the New Living Translation is good here. He watches over it, but the Amplified, I think, it's more romantic to me. It's more compassionate to me. The eyes of the Lord are on it. The eyes of the Lord, your God, are always on it. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, through every season.
So, if I'm understanding correctly, it's not just what we give to God off of the increase, but our land is just as important.
Yes.
Our land, where God has placed us to work to bring in the financial increase, is just as important and valuable as the increase that God brings through it.
Yes. Thank you, Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
No wonder the Lord said, do not despise the days of small beginnings. Don't despise that land, that place, that work it.
Amen.
Work
Amen.
It. Work that
Amen.
Place where God put you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And in your arable, after it's been plowed and you seed it, you don't have to dig it up like they did in Egypt. For in the irrigation,
God
He takes care
of it.
He Himself will water it. He Himself will water your land.
I want to say something.
Woo!
The whole time you were speaking, I thought of Adam. Were not we produced from the soil of the earth?
Yes.
That makes us land, dust,
yes.
Arable soil, each one of us. When you took, when God took that soil and He formed Adam out of it, and all of us that follow are made out of that same arable soil.
Amen.
So the first arable soil we are, like as you were standing there, I could just see you as soil.
Yes.
Arable. Amen. Each one of us.
Yes.
This is, I don't care where you go, you take that arable
yes.
soil with you.
Because you are
the soul.
It. Yes.
Is our.
Because what did He tell Adam? Be fruitful and multiply.
Produce.
So you yourself are a producing
soil,
land.
Arable
yes.
piece of soil
yep.
walking the earth.
Because arable is arable land and arable soil.
And we are the arable soil
yes.
walking the land, dropping, producing. And what happens in our soul, as you say, in the land, you produce from the land, plenty. We are to produce out of the arable land that He has placed. We are that piece of arable land that He has placed within us. Does that make sense?
Yes,
that
yes,
soil right
yes.
there. We think of it as physical blood or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're really
it's soil.
Dirt. So,
it's
I mean,
soil.
Not dirt in a bad way, but
yeah.
soil.
Soil.
That it's He wants to produce in. That He's watching over.
Yes.
And He's from season to season.
Yes.
And so you take all of what you said and put it into all of
us.
Amen. The soil we are.
Amen.
And you're like, oh, wow.
See, so the land working the land.
The Amen. Land working the land. But we need
yes.
to be work
yes.
you know, worked
yes.
on.
That's why when you look at your notes, that's why it says, with arable, it should always follow the word land and soil. Because there's arable land, arable soil. So this is arable land, and then within me is arable soil.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, I was thinking also, if you think and analyze this also, since we were made out of soil dust, we are also workable. Because, you know, you can mold us and work us and do things like that. You know, we are workable, pliable that we
yes.
can work at, and we can in
because you know,
outside and in the inside too. Workable because it's made out of soil, dirt,
and, you know,
and all that.
And as you're doing that,
yeah,
I'm thinking about the potter.
Yeah.
What's the potter clay stuff made out of? Is it
soil.
Not
clay.
Soil?
Yeah.
Is it not soil mixed with water?
And if we're the soil,
Jesus.
Our soul, we're the land, our soul is the soil, because our soul is what absorbs the things, of either things of God or things of the world. They go through your mind, your emotion.
Woo!
That's where it gets worked. That's where your thoughts get worked and produce something in your life, right? Okay, so if our soul is the soil, who is the seed? Who is eternal? Who is the eternal seed, the life of God?
Jesus.
The seed's been planted in our soul. So we have to allow the water, the rain, the word of God says we're washed by the water of the word. So Jesus is the seed and the word becomes the water that grows and cultivates and works the seed within the land of our life that we're worked. So we're being worked by the word.
Amen.
We're being cultivated by the word and
yeah,
by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Also about when a land is finished,
with the fruits and everything is already cultivated and all that. Sometimes you have to leave it there and rest for the next time, but the actual nutrients and everything is back in the land. So if we are soil and we left that, but we left something in there, the nutrients or something like that, and we go to another one, and the next year we come back and we might be able to grow in that same land. That isn't that how the farmers do? I don't know anything about farming, but
that in the Bible that sometimes you have to after the harvest you have to leave the land.
Yes, it does. God commanded them to leave the land.
Something there.
Yeah, and Apostle Paul said when the church was caught up in saying, "Well, I'm Apostle Paul."
Yeah.
I said under his teaching, well, I'm of Apollos. I'm of this person or that person. Apostle Paul corrected the church. He said, God gave some to water. God gave some to plant the seed. Mm-hmm. God sent some to water. But God is always the one who gives the increase.
Just remember, when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you can't have the fruit of the Spirit unless it's in.
That's right.
Now, Jesus said that if you're in me, I'm in the Father. Got to have it all. The Holy Spirit is going to cultivate it, and it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to spread, and it's going to fertilize.
Good or bad. But the Word of God will do good.
Yeah, but it's going to fertilize.
What's in you?
So if it's in there, the Holy Spirit is
allowing him
does
to work the land,
yes,
your soil.
It's going to come out. It's going to come out to bring honor and glory to God.
Amen.
Jesus said, I honor my Father. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. He gave us that authority to do that. But if we're so busy doing the things of the world, then we're not letting the Holy Spirit cultivate what's supposed to be in us.
Mm-hmm.
And how we get it in us is through the Word. Jesus said, when he encountered Satan, he said, the Scripture said, it is written. So, we got to go there and say, hey, it is written. I'm getting cultivated inside. I'm getting clean up. Because when you ask Christ into your heart, because that's what he was telling Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Amen.
You must be.
Amen.
You get it.
My God.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
We look on the first page that come and give us available. Therefore, be careful to obey the command I am giving you today. Right? Look on the second one, what he said now. Therefore, you shall keep all the commandments which I am commanding you today. Listen. Listen. He said, the first one, be careful to obey them. The second one, be careful. Therefore, keep them.
Keep them.
Keep them. Mm. The command what he give us.
Yes.
Obey them.
Yes.
And then the second, keep them.
Keep them.
And you will find God's work in your life.
Amen.
That you cannot. He said you don't have nowhere to keep what he giving to you. You don't have place to hold the blessing.
Yes.
Because it's the blessing he about to prepare here.
Yes.
So that you shall obey them, keep them, and then the blessing flows.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Now, I'm going to read a couple of scripture things here, and then this is it. The scripture that you see below on this first page of Arable, I gathered that from another source. A couple of scriptures I didn't really, it was like, this didn't really fit. Mm-hmm. But the most of them are good. I'm only going to point out a couple. You can read these on your own. Where it says 127, ground. That's as tilled, again, because it's arable. It's yielding sustenance. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. First of all, I read, and I did not ever notice this before. I just didn't notice it in this way. When he made, going back to what Shirley brought up, when he formed out Adam out of the dust of the ground,
It was not out of the garden. It was not in the garden. He formed Adam, and I was trying to find it where, because it clearly says from chapter 2 to 3, it clearly has a scripture that says that he didn't form him out from the garden. He formed him out from the other land. He then put the man in the garden. Alright, so that's a whole nother preach. I just wanted to point it out. Amen. I just wanted to point it out. Maybe we'll go into that area another time, but just for you, so that you can read and do more on that. Amen. Then that's why he took the man out of the garden when they sinned. Amen. That was their ground that they were supposed to keep and protect. Keep and protect your land. Alright. This is something else that I did not notice. Genesis 5:29 with Noah. Because all of these scriptures have something to do with some kind of land, like Lot's wife turning her eyes, you know, looking back to that land and all of that. See, they lost their land. They could have made a culture atmosphere difference in Sodom, and they didn't. They joined in with it. Even they joined in it with the part of, okay, well, that's not what we do. It's what you do, but that's okay. That's what I was speaking about earlier, about it's the church's fault, because we should be changing and affecting culture. Our country is getting more and more Babylonian.
God.
See? We're supposed to tell them, no, that's wrong.
Yes.
That's right.
I live next door to you, but that's wrong. We've lost that kind of boldness. Anyway, this is really good about Noah, and we'll wrap it up. Noah 5:29. Is that last, that top line, the end one, Genesis 5:29. That's about Noah. This is what I noticed. It was just, that this was just, I just felt like this was a blessing. Lamech. Or, yeah, how do you pronounce it? Lamech, whatever it is. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. He named him Noah, saying, this one shall bring us relief and comfort from our work and the grievous toil of our hands, because the land had been cursed. Because if we don't do what the Lord tells us, a lot of these scriptures will refer to that the land is cursed. If you don't obey what Mama Dolores said, obey and keep what the Lord told you to do. Amen? Amen. We have the ability, it's in us, to change culture, to produce within culture everything that will sustain not only you, but them around. You look at Joseph. He affected culture. He affected nations. The seed he got, he gave back to them, because he was wise enough to know what to do with it and to keep it and to store it during those times. Just to go on and on, just now. Father, we just thank you today. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for no overload, Father God, to stop right now and be able to soak in what you have given us today, Father God. Father God, that we won't just hear this word, Father God, but that we will meditate on it. Father God, that we will do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us understanding if we still have questions, that you would show us, Father God, individually and corporately, Father God, the arable land, our personal ground that you have given each one of us, and as Shirley pointed out, even each individual, Father God, that the land that you created us out of, and within that, the soil, Father God,
Oh, Lord God, that it reminds me, I believe in Hosea, Lord God, to plow up our own uncultivated land, Father God. To plow it up, oh God. Thank you with your word, Father God. Show us the word, each one of us, Lord God, to plow up our individual soil and the soil of the land that you are, you placed us, Father God. And then corporately in this house, we have arable land, Father God. Woo, I love that trifold. I love that trifold, Father God. Us individually, our own personal land, yeah. And then we have a corporate body land together. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that your angels watch over. I thank you, Father God, right now. We ask that you release your angels, oh God, to bring forth, Lord, oh God, the produce, Lord God, that we have labored over in this land, Father God. The plowing that we've done, the seeding that we've done, the rain that you have placed there, Father God, to nourish those crops, Father God. I thank you for your angels, Father God, bringing us the harvest in the name of Jesus in ways that we'd have never seen, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even the surprise gifts, Father God. Father God, the walking, Father God, somewhere and money's just laying there, Father God, and there's nobody else around to gather it up, Father God. Through refunds and rebates, oh God. Through promotions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. From debt cancellations, oh God. Father God, from bills that were this much, but we get nuts from the company and we decided that we were going to reduce your rates, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In all these aspects, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you that as you bring these blessings to us, oh God, if they come from other believers, there won't be any decrease from them. It'll still be an increase for them because you're a win-win God in the name of Jesus. But Father, the world's the world, and you take care of them. I don't know what to say about them, Father God. If it's from them that you bring it, Father God, well then, whatever you're going to have for them, you'll have for them. But if it's a brethren, I thank you that they'll increase as we increase. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good word. Glory to God.
Oh,
woo, that was a